Federal prosecutors began closing statements today in the trial of Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox and his companions. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Scrocchi says the men were working on establishing another form of government. The men are charged with conspiring to murder government officials and to possess unregistered weapons, including handguns with silencers and hand grenades. Scrocchi told jurors the evidence over 5 weeks of testimony shows the men were ready to kill federal law enforcement officials while protecting Cox at a television station appearance and had compiled a list of officials who would have been targeted.